This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording on this Monday, the Purple Project Podcast. This particular K-State podcast tries to cover all things K-State sports. We got football coming up in less than 2 weeks, cross-country as well in that same time frame. Soccer resumes later on this week, and so much more. I'm going to get right on into it as I'm recording this on Monday. This is probably not going to come out till Thursday because we're kind of ahead of schedule on some of these recordings that I recorded already from the past, 5 days already? So trying to stay ahead. But, of course, if anything breaks in the present time, I'll definitely try to hop back on in the evening and break it down to you guys. But here on this basketball episode, this guy, K-State should all know this guy, Michael Beasley. Yes, sir. Michael Beasley, the former K-State superstar on the basketball court, was named this year's Big Three Most Valuable Player this past Friday. That was named, of course, if you don't know what that is, of course, that's former basketball players. This league was formed by none other than superstar, old school rapper, R&B, Ice Cube. Yeah, so there's some little information there. I did watch a couple of matches in the past, but haven't been able to watch any more since. But I have heard of this before, and I have watched several games, but of course, busy schedule and everything else like that, you don't have time to really sit and watch. But anyways, yes, the Big Three, even further, is a 12-team, 3-on-3 basketball league that was founded, again, I already said that, Ice Cube, and entertainment executive Jeff Kwasniewicz. Yeah, I did. All the way back in 2017. Rosters include both former NBA and international players in a variation of 3-on-3 basketball scene in the FIBA in the Olympic Games. Beasley, so far, well, actually, this year in the Big Three. So, you know, we, in kind of a side note here, I've listened to past podcasts over the past year. I've heard his name. I obviously Michael Beasley was on the Pivot a year and a plus so ago, and that was quite a listen there. Again, if you're interested in that, you definitely want to check those out. I know, shameless plug, but those are must listens right there. He was on the Pivot a year and a half ago, something like that. Or when once I found out about the Pivot, I listened to majority of the episodes, but he was on there. There's one of him particularly on there. Very, very eye-opening there, obviously. So if you follow, and I'm sure most K-State fans know at least how he got to K-State, but but since then, it's been quite the journey for Michael Beasley, and finally, he was able to go in the right direction, let's say. Let's just say that. But anyways, 21 points for Michael Beasley, averaging that, almost 7 rebounds a game, averaging, let's just say, 2 assists a game there for Three's Company this past year. Or is it still going? I'm not sure. But yeah, which Three's Company, 6-2, which also includes, oh boy, how about this? KU's Mario Chalmers. Oh, gosh. So there we go. That's another name we all should know, unfortunately. Every K-State fans. Beasley, though he gets the MVP. So, hell yeah for that. Michael Beasley leads the Big Three in total field goals, 62, while he is a second in scoring average and third in total points, 149. Three's Company, which is also includes former Iowa star Reggie Evans. Yep. Boston College, Sean Williams, and Florida A&M's Nasir Khor, and it's coached by 5-time NBA champ Michael Cooper. And this was, and they actually played this past weekend, actually, so I'm not going to announce that because I'm obviously reading this when the news came out on Friday, so I'm not even going to touch that matchup because these games have already been played as well. But Michael Beasley, if you don't know much about Michael Beasley, ooh, I cannot talk on this Monday. He was second overall pick in the 2008 NBA draft. Beasley played 11 seasons in the NBA, including 4 seasons with, again, the Miami Heat. He's also spent, like Mario Chambers, yep, but they weren't teammates at the time anyways. But anyways, he also spent time in the Chinese Basketball Association, earning foreign MVP accolades in 2016, along with All-Star honors in 2015, well, receiving All-Star honors in 2015 and 16 while playing with the Shane Dawg Golden Stars. The 2008 consensus first team All-American and Big 12 Player of the Year averaged 26 points and a nation-leading 12.5 rebounds. He only played 1 year at K-State. You know something? That I am in awe. Yes, when Michael Beasley was at K-State, I was at Barton County Community College. Now, I know I'm dating myself. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III checking in here. It's Monday. This won't come out until Thursday morning. And that's going to be the day of K-State soccer, women's soccer, trying to right the ship against Portland State in game 2 of the regular season. More on that later on this week. But whenever you listen to it today. But anyways, I'm in awe of his numbers. Michael Beasley. This guy is a 5-10-star athlete. And the only time out there. And now I followed him a little bit when I was at Barton County. And we all know this dude is an absolute dog. So I'm just blown away by his numbers. Just imagine if he played with the Miami Heat, and he's been bounced around a couple times, unfortunately, but it makes you wonder, what if? And yes, I'm struggling to form the words for him, because his life took a different direction there before he righted the ship that finally get himself back in the right direction. But look, everybody has their trials and tribulations. I mean, hey, we all at some point got to go through, right? Myself, I'll throw myself in there included in that department. We all have those times where, you know, we doubt ourselves a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it makes you wonder, what if he would have stayed where, you know, even if he would have came back for another year at K-State, or, you know, if he got drafted, he would have stayed where he's at, drafted again. You know, who knows? He's definitely a superstar talent. We all here in the Midwest, especially K-State Nation, knows about that. So it makes you kind of wonder sometimes, you know, what if, you know, Beasley's line of trajectory would have gone the other way, in the right way in the first place. You know what I mean? So, but I'm glad to see, I was glad to read that and see that. That caught my attention for sure there, that Michael Beasley received regular season MVP in the Big 3. And there's somebody was wondering about that. You know, Michael Beasley, he should go to, somebody suggested that a while back. This was a while back. Now, I don't know who said it at the time, but, well, he's there now and still doing big things. So congratulations to Michael Beasley doing his thing in the Big 3 for Three's Company, the team that he's on here in 2024. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or when I have a chance to record K-State content. And I'm going to take time to plug in our other station over on Podbean. Yes, myself and Alex Aiden, he will be with me forever after every Kansas State football game this year, breaking down more analysis. Of course, you're going to get more analysis from me. Of course, Robert Reaction, depending on what time of the game, on the main channel here on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast on the Pro Project Podcast. You're going to get solo reaction from me, and then Podbean. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's, again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. that, type in the letters and number, and that's where you're going to find more Wildcat coverage of K-State sports. That's where you're going to find more analysis of after every K-State football game in 2024. Maybe once we get later on in the fall, maybe add in some basketball as well, as men's and women's basketball will be joining the fray later on. But for right now, that's the focus on. And we recorded two episodes, actually. And after recording this one, I still haven't posted the other one. I need to get that up before we break down K-State's schedule and predict what's going to happen there for this week. So we're going to be doing that throughout the week. So definitely, you want to listen to more of that Wildcat coverage, you might want to download the Podbean app and type in the letters and number. You'll find it. You should find it easily there for more Wildcat coverage. All right, that's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.